This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizers Report, Grassroots Radio. The Grassroots Radio Conference is an interesting confederation of progressive, non-commercial community radio stations from around the country. Annually, they have a conference. I spoke at one some years ago in Portland and showed part of the organizer movie. I didn't make it to the conference in Louisville, but bought the t-shirt. Chaco Rathke represented AMFM and our stations in West Virginia at the 2023 conference. This year, the conference is being held in New Orleans, largely at the instigation of one of our fellow low-power stations, WHIVLP, that took the bull by the horns. WAMFLP, which is licensed to AMFM, was listed as a co-sponsor, but we didn't do much of the organizing. New Orleans, being New Orleans, attracted a fairly good crowd. Reportedly, 200 were registered, which seems like a strong showing. Chaco was there for the full schedule. I came by to participate on a panel at the final plenary area on the first full day. I saw someone from Fayetteville, Arkansas, low power, I'd met years ago. I talked to Jim Ellinger from Austin, who reaches out from time to time. Radio Bob Dunn, our jack of all trades, volunteer engineer for WAMF, and most of the low power stations in our area, was there and did a workshop on Playlist, the software we and others use to pull all the pieces together. Later, I met the woman behind the station in Asheville, North Carolina, who might be very helpful in connecting everyone there once we get the station in Fayetteville, North Carolina, on the air. I also met someone from WBAI, the giant but beleaguered Pacifica station in New York City, who assured me that things were going a bit better these days. One of our pre-pandemic and soon-to-be-again hosts got some folks together for great gumbo in our neighborhood afterwards, which was a winner. It's good to bring people together. The stated subject of the panel where I was scheduled was disinformation when bad narrative kills good policy. I wasn't sure exactly what they were going for, but going positive, I'd reached out to the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation for material on ALICE, Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed, families that I could distribute since that's an ongoing theme at KBF, promoting programs for lower income working families. I thought perhaps some other stations around the country might pick up the banner and run with it as well. The plenary had a good crowd of 85, so it was an opportunity. I met one of the co-panelists, Mike Schmidt, who it turned out was the district attorney in Mullamoth County, Oregon, where Portland's located. He just lost his bid for re-election after a disinformation campaign. Gradually, I got the point of the panel. I was there as an expert on disinformation, not because of the radio work where we countered this problem, but because of my relationship with Acorn and its victimization through disinformation in 2009-2010, leading to its bankruptcy, dissolution, and rebranding of state organizations in the United States. Adapting, I went back to my early work organizing against the Vietnam War and then welfare rights, also classic stories of disinformation in their own right. I didn't dwell much on Acorn because it was a well-known story to this crowd, and the moderator, Alex Lawson of Social Security Works and a local LPFM in D.C., had been Acorn-adjacent, as they say, back then while working at HCAN, the Healthcare Action Network, where Acorn was also a partner, and was able to share the experience with the crowd. I made the ALICE pitch and exhorted folks to use their megaphones to improve the fortunes and conditions of low and moderate income families. In my last minute, I argued that progressive non-com radio stations needed to work together and build a network like we were trying to do. The Grassroots Radio Conference is a great place for all of these fellow travelers on the airwaves to do some networking and share skills. But it could also be a place to network stations together in common purpose, whether voting or on issues or whatever. I made the call. We'll see if anyone heard it. We have some powerful megaphones if we use them well. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.